Daily Dodge.
Good morning and welcome into Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV powered by Daily Dodge. Wally Lukashensky with Cale Zomer back up in the WBEV studio with you this morning. And Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Got to tell you about Randy and his team over at Professional Floor Covering because they're here to help you design the perfect space. They have over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings, but it is so much more than floors. They have a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. And you guys know I love talking about the countertops. And how can't you? When you walk into a room, it's one of the first things you see, whether that be in your kitchen or your bathroom, the material and color and the pattern of that countertop, it's going to play a major role in how a remodel will turn out. And they offer a large selection of quartz, granite, marble, and laminate countertops, and they're here to help you find the perfect one that fits with both your lifestyle and your design. Professional Floor Covering is an Abbey Design Center, and you can find them at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam or online at proflr.com. I am very excited to be joined this morning by Kim and Todd Halverson with the Paddle City Big Band. I've had you in here once before with me, and that was back in the spring going into that late April show. That's crazy. It's been 6 months, but we're back again, and we have a show coming up in less than 3 weeks. But before we jump into the show details, some people aren't familiar with what big bands are. Can you tell us a little bit about what this group is and how it came to be?
What this group is? Cool.
We are a 19-piece jazz orchestra or jazz ensemble, which we play music from the big band area from the 30s and 40s up till modern classics. We feature 19 people. A lot of them are area band directors, retired. We also have great musicians who aren't band directors, but they do an amazing job for our group. It's been a lot of fun. This is our fourth season. It's hard to believe we've got four seasons under our belt already.
Six concerts.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just it was the love child of my wife.
Mm-hmm.
She plays a lot in the Valley up in Green Bay, and then when she relocated here because she decided to marry me, just the opportunities around here to play are not. She had a conversation with our attorney, as a matter of fact, of you can't start a band, you know, there's nothing in here. So she said,
watch me.
Yeah. Watch me.
Yeah.
And that's how Paddle City became.
Yeah, I went down to BDACT and talked to David Allen Smith and said, this is my idea. This is my dream. What do you think? And he was all supportive, and that's 6 concerts ago. So now we're just having fun. Every concert, reimagining what it can be and giving the gift to the musicians to play and to hopefully the audience to enjoy some really great music.
Well, I'm thrilled that you bet on yourself because we're going to be the beneficiaries from that. Seventh time through now. Mm-hmm. I'm curious because when we talked last time, there's a lot of people that don't know about big bands. And Paddle City Big Band is unique in its own right compared to a lot of them. What is it about you guys that really differentiates itself from other groups similar to this out there?
Well, that's a great question. The thing that we love is that it's a community-based. Our players are all from within 40 minutes of here. Most of them have, you know, ties to Beaver Dam as far as employment or families. So it's really cool that we're being able to keep this local and give this opportunity to the musicians to play. So that's the best part that we love. And I wanted to create, selfishly, a family, a musical family for myself where I can belong. And we had our rehearsal last week, and I just sat there and felt so good because I'm looking, oh, there's this little group over here talking in this group. And it was like, it really has become a family. And then that translates through our music because we are starting to really gel as a group, so the music is just even that much more fun and better because we are so, you know, in tune, I guess is a good word.
I'm sure you can almost feel that love and passion permeate through with 19 members.
Yeah.
And again, now this is the fourth season. It's going to be the seventh concert.
Mm-hmm.
So in this time, I imagine this is becoming more of a well-oiled machine than at the beginning. Mm-hmm. What has that growth been like? What has that over the years where you've gotten to the point that you are at now?
Well, I had an opportunity last night to sit down talking about Barry Sax player. And she said, you know, I was uncomfortable when we started because I've become such a better sax player because of playing it. Mm-hmm. I can sight read better. I see rhythms that I could never see before. Music is a lot of math. You're looking at a lot of weird math equations mm-hmm. that in your brain you have to figure out instantaneously how it works. And if you mess up, mm-hmm. we hear people, oh, you know, we know it and they know it and they go back and fix it. So it's a lot of those musicians are like, they're becoming better players. I know I'm a better player
four years into this. The other thing that I love and was part of our thought process is we have this kind of a formula as to what we want the concert to be. We want it to be just a 2-hour event where people come and just sit back and just go, oh, I remember that song. Oh, I love that. And it's just kind of this moment in time. And so Todd and I have been having a blast trying to come up with new songs, you know, different songs from, like he said, from 1940, like In the Mood, to things that we hear on the radio today that are just played in a new way in a big band style. So that's been really fun to keep that excitement going that, oh, they found even better songs. And we're really excited about spring already because we have even cooler songs for spring concert. And then the fall, too, we already figured that out. So, I mean, it's just been this really cool thing where, yes, you can kind of count on what the concert's going to be, but the music's always going to be new and even better, hopefully.
I want to jump back to songs in the next segment because mm-hmm. I know that we were teasing a little bit to me what's going to be on there. And people at home that listen to this show enough, I love classical music and I love the 60s and 70s. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like I'm going to be really lucky and I'm going to have a lot of my favorites in this as well. Mm-hmm. One last question before we do go to break, though. Mm-hmm. I'd love to hear about your background, how long you've been involved with music. It sounds like this group is filled with a lot of very talented people that have been involved with music a long time. But where did that journey start for you?
For me, I started taking piano lessons when I was in fourth grade. And the cool part was my piano teacher's best friend's husband, follow that, was the jazz band teacher at the high school, and he needed a piano player. And I had a really good sense of rhythm, my piano teacher said. So she invited him to my recital, my eighth grade piano recital, and then decided, hey, yeah, why don't you come try out for jazz? And I was so lucky to have one of the best piano players who's celebrating his 90th birthday in Oshkosh, John Harmon. He gave me a 10-minute lesson of how to play jazz piano. And it stayed with me still to this day. And then I went to college for elementary education, but I was in the jazz band. And that's kind of, I met Todd in college playing in the band, and then had kids, and then about 20 years ago, decided to get back into it because my son was auditioning for jazz. And so I had to accompany him, which was really fun. And then the door started opening and just kept going. And I created a combo and now the band. So it's just been something that's been in my heart, you know, since young. And Todd...
Well, I was in fourth grade, and
fourth grade. I'm noticing the trend here.
Yeah, this was, and they took us to St. Pete's, which is now St. Catherine Drexel, and sit down and get, for band tryouts. And all I ever wanted to play was the timpani, boom, 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 boom. And that's all I ever wanted to play. Well, the band director Ray Mortinger, rest his soul, handed me a trombone. He said, "Try this," and I went really loud. He goes, "You're a trombone player."
Yeah, that's you. That's
it. So I went through the program here at the middle school and the high school with Sue Fisher and Jerry Anderson and Fred Parfrey, played in jazz. Auditioned at UW Eau Claire, became a band director. I taught in Bloomer for a couple years before I settled down teaching high school and middle school and elementary band over at Cambry Friesen High School for 28 years.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And I play in the Beaver Dam Area Orchestra. I play in the community band. I played in, subbed in other groups. And, mm-hmm.
Sounds like you guys keep yourself pretty busy.
We do, but it's all fun stuff.
And you can feel that passion for music too right here. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to dive into not only the songs, but everything that people can expect at this concert that is coming up in just over 2 weeks, Sunday, November 23rd at 2 p.m. right over there at Camps Auditorium at BDACT. But we're going to take a break, come back. We got much more to talk about with the Paddle City Big Band. That's next here on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. You guys are pros.
You make it so.
It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
To help those who want to be helped but may not be able to afford it.
That's what PGA Tour winner Grayson Murray had envisioned for a foundation before he sadly took his own life at just 30 years old. His parents channeled their grief into creating the Grayson Murray Foundation, carrying out his vision to help those struggling with mental health and addiction. To donate and learn more, visit GraysonMurrayFoundation.com.
Life is full of adventures. Get the most out of them with the help of a primary care team you can count on. At Marshfield Clinic, primary care is here to keep you feeling great when you're on top of the world, help you bounce back when you're not, and most importantly, to help you enjoy each adventure with confidence. Request your primary care appointment at a Marshfield Clinic location near you. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primary care.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and the market at Beaver Dam is kicking off the holiday entertaining season with a holiday open house this Saturday, one day only. From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., come see Santa himself and turn in those early wish lists. Enjoy free samples of your holiday favorites. Cranberry salsa, party dips, bakery treats, eggnog, frying cheese, grandpa's kielbasa, and more. Plus, hot deals all throughout the store to make your holiday shopping merry and bright. Beginning at 10 a.m., the first 100 customers will receive a 10% off coupon for a future purchase. And don't forget to register to win great prizes, including gift cards, Grandpa's meat bundle, and a Caribou coffee gift basket. So grab your friends, bring the family, and shop the market at Beaver Dam's Holiday Open House this Saturday only. Celebrate the season with samples, savings, Santa, and smiles. The market at Beaver Dam, your holiday headquarters.
It seems like the cost of everything is going up, so it's nice to save a little dough when you can, especially for something you love to eat every day. Before I go grocery shopping, I print out a coupon for $1 off any Country Hearth, Village Hearth, or Artisan Hearth bread product. My favorite is Dakota Style 12 Grain. My wife's breakfast go-to is a toasted Village Hearth English muffin. We can save $1 on each. Go to countryhearthbreads.com/coupons and print one or two out before your next shopping trip. And don't forget, Country Hearth, Village Hearth, and Artisan Hearth bread products are baked locally and delivered fresh daily.
Hey neighbor, this is Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering, welcoming you back to Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. We don't have Wade Bates this week because he's coming back from his trip out in Tuscany, but you don't have to feel bad. There's going to be other opportunities for you to get abroad with some of us right here at WBEV because Sherry Sackett is going to Ireland and you can go with her. That's going to take place next year, right around this time of year, a couple weeks ago, about a year out, October 16th through the 23rd. There's going to actually be a meet and greet scheduled for that trip Tuesday, November 11th. That's next week at 6 p.m. at the Riverfront Wine Bar. You can find that at 227 Front Street in Beaver Dam. You can come meet Sherry from the WBEV Morning Show and Holly from Memory Making Travel and learn about the amazing Irish Splendor Getaway trip that is coming next fall, October 16th through the 23rd. You're not going to want to miss that. I can't imagine a more polar opposite group of Sherry Sackett going to Ireland versus Wade Bates going to Italy. So if that's more your speed, I admire you. With that being said, I'm very excited this morning because we have Paddle City Big Band and Kim and Todd Halverson in the building with us today. And it is a great time to have you in because we are less than 3 weeks away from one of your, what would that be, biannual concerts over there at BDACT. November 23rd, 2 p.m. How are we feeling less than 3 weeks out?
Oh, so excited.
Pumped up?
Can't wait to do it. Yeah.
I'm excited. Yeah. I mean, you've been hinting at me. I kind of teased the songs a little bit. You're playing some things that I really jam to, but I want to toss it over to you. What you want to divulge today, what can people expect from a song perspective?
Big band in the mood. right Boom. There. Yeah, yeah. I mean, we've been asked to play that for six concerts, and here it is. So we're excited to do the quintessential big band tune from Glenn Miller, right?
What was it that made it seven was time? That now was the time to unveil?
That's a great question. I think we're ready. I mean, you know?
We always tease it, our closer, the number we close with, we call it Paddle City Closer. It features a little clip of In the Mood, the saxophones, as we introduce each section. It's kind of a cool closer. Kim and I had kind of arranged it. Rather than just saying, I'm so-and-so and I'm so-and-so, we're playing a tune and we each stand up and then each section is featured for a little eight-bar segment. So In the Mood, it always been teased there. But we've always said, it's just not right. We want to don't become that band that just plays old tunes. Mm-hmm. But it's like we have to do In the Mood eventually. And it felt this was the right time. We've established ourselves and our members, and they're feeling good about the variety and the genres of music that we're doing. It's time for In the Mood.
Well, there's a lot of young people out there that don't even know about this. Mm-hmm. So where would you even point to them where you're like, hey, you want to get an idea of what you want to hear?
It's going to be a tune that, oh, I know that one. Yeah. And a lot of these tunes of charts that we're playing are going to be that. I don't recognize the title, but all of a sudden they, oh, yeah, I know that tune. I remember that. That's not, so that's.
Yeah. Well, we're trying really hard to do. I play with a band out of Madison once in a while that specializes just in swing music, which is what big bands started with in the 30s and 40s, thinking the World War II big bands, right? And that's their thing. And we love that music. And then there's bands like in Oshkosh that play more jazz orchestra that is more, the modern kind of California type jazz, more of a jazz orchestra than just a real big band. And Todd and I have tried really hard to make sure we're kind of doing it all. It's like a variety show for big band music, if you think of it that way. We're playing the standards like Glenn Miller, Count Basie, Woody Herman. But then we're also doing, we have a really cool chart this season that was written last year by an Illinois professor of jazz out of Illinois. And it's a year-old chart, and it's just really fun and cool, a little Latin number. And so we're trying really hard to hit on all the different types or styles of music in the big band format with the five saxes, five trombones, five trumpets, and a rhythm section. So there's something there for everybody. That's our goal, every concert.
Well, it sounds like you nailed the goal. You tease one, too. If I want to mention James Taylor, whenever I say hear James Taylor, people that listen to Hometown Today hear him bring us back from break more often than not because I love James Taylor. And then you're going to have songs like that, too. It's not even just the old tunes. It's not even just modern. You got to sprinkle in some songs throughout the periods of time in the middle as well.
Right, right. So it's kind of the song you love reimagined, played by a big band.
Originality is added to it.
Correct, correct. Yeah, we're doing Country Road, James Taylor. Oh, and it starts out with this just really soulful electric piano thing, and then it just blows up, and it's just, it gives you chills.
Yeah, it was re-recorded by Maynard Ferguson in the 70s on his MF Horn 2. And growing up, that was an album that we wore out because it was just, you're always listening to Maynard Ferguson. Our lead trumpet player, Maynard Ferguson, is his idol. So they get a chance
to. It fits really well.
They get a chance to play high, loud, and obnoxious. And it's just, it was actually, I had forgotten about the tune, but our lead tenor sax player goes, you should think about this tune. Yeah. And so we're scrounging around and we find
it. Well, he found it for us.
He found it for us and was missing some parts. But we ended up being able to find the whole tune and it's like, let's do it.
Another fun, we're doing a Beatles tune yesterday, which is featuring Kyle Henriksen on sax, who is the orchestra and a band teacher here in Beaver Dam at the high school. And that's just a gorgeous, gorgeous piece with the band just swelling behind him playing the melody that you all know.
We're playing the love theme from Superman, which will feature Tom Winkers, who's the band director up at Marquesand High School. We're
gonna John Williams, beautiful ballad. It just melts your heart. It's really cool.
So many of these songs that you have heard, and it's just going to be an entirely different experience because you're going to have 19 very talented people performing this on the stage over there. And you have the chance to be there again on November 23rd. That concert starts at 2 p.m., it's the only one you got until April.
Correct.
So you better be there.
Correct. Yeah. Oh, please come.
You can get your tickets at bdact.org. It's $15. All the money that we raise, we do not take any money.
No, neither do the musicians.
We do this kind of for free. So any any money that the theater makes goes back into the theater to promote the events. So
that's too cool.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, I've been burying one of the big leads that come from this as well. It's about time.
Yay.
The quartet is going to be in the building. And you know what? Actually, I've got to pause for a second because we have the one and only Terry Bell in the building right now.
I didn't know you were still on.
We are still on the air. And I tell you what, Terry is going to be emceeing at this event too. Terry, it feels like a good time to bring in for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And how excited are you to be a part of this event?
Oh, it's always a lot of fun. I've been doing it for, what, 5 years now?
This is our fourth year this year.
Yeah. Okay.
This is number seven, Terry.
Yeah. So long before even the notion that I'd ever move to Beaver Dam or work here even occurred to me, I've been involved in this, and it's been terrific, and I love being a part of it.
Oh, we love having you.
I was telling Kim and Todd before we got started today that we knew that Terry was going to be a part of the station the last time you were here, and I was bursting at the seams, and I wasn't allowed to say a word about it. And I was like, oh, come on, Kim and Todd. We're going to get there.
Yay.
But it's an awesome way for Terry to make his Hometown Today debut with the show that he is going to be there in person for in less than 3 weeks. I do want to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to dive into what I hinted at there a little bit. It's about time.
It's about time.
There is a quartet that will be there that we will be hearing in just about 2.5 weeks. But we'll talk about that next here on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Happening at the U.S. Supreme Court right now, arguments over whether President Trump's sweeping tariffs are constitutional. The president has used the Emergency Powers Act to enact the tariffs on nearly every country. Blue states and small business owners have filed suit. Earlier today, the president met with Senate Republicans, saying his agenda can only pass if the government reopens.
We have to get the country going. We will pass legislation at levels you've never seen before. And it'll be impossible to beat us.
The Republicans did get beat in last night's general election. The Democrats won races in New York City, in Virginia, and in New Jersey, where Mikey Sherrill will be the next governor.
Given how poor the economy under this administration is doing, I think we see 22 states in recession. I really want to make the case that, look, if we are going to create some economic success, New Jersey is the place to do it.
9 people killed in the fiery crash of that UPS cargo plane in Louisville last night. This is ABC News.
Whether you're waking up or getting ready to hit the hay, you can always count on great content from 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge in the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
Today's news and sports headlines were brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. The government shutdown has a lot of people worried about sky-high health insurance premiums. Wisconsin Insurance Commissioner Nathan Houdek is encouraging people to look closely at their options during the Affordable Care Act open enrollment period. There's a parking shortage in downtown Waupun. Mayor Ron Bishop says the city is working to create parking in some downtown alleys. City and business leaders and economic development officials are meeting to talk about it tonight. Wisconsin school superintendent says the Department of Public Instruction will get more transparent about investigations into sexual misconduct. Jill Underley promised more transparency at a Senate committee hearing yesterday. People with disabilities wanting to learn new job skills in Wisconsin may have to wait longer. That's because of a lack of money for the state's Division of Vocational Rehabilitation. Governor Ewer's administration says it wants to work with lawmakers on a solution. The Dodge County Hazmat Team is getting $2,300 from the Generac Foundation. The money will help buy new equipment to respond to chemical spills and other hazardous materials emergencies. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
In sports, on the hardwood, the Raptors dominated the Bucks in Toronto 128-100. Milwaukee trailed by 19 at the break, and it only got worse from there. The team was only 11 of 38 from behind the arc as they fell to 5-3 on the season. The Bucks will have to wait until Friday to get back on the court as they host Chicago on 95.3 WBEV with coverage starting at 6:30. The Columbus Cardinals are on Daily Dodge TV on Friday as they look to punch their ticket to the state semifinal. They'll be taking on the two-seeded Mosinee Indians at Fireman's Park with coverage starting on Daily Dodge TV at 6:40. The Mayville Cardinals will try to get to 12-0 and also punch their ticket to the state semifinals as they host the Amherst Falcons on Friday night. That's your Daily Dodge Sports Center. I'm Wally Lukashinsky on 95.3 WBEV.
At Prairie Ridge Health, our rehab team is here to help you restore mobility, regain independence, and get back to doing what you love. With state-of-the-art facilities and a compassionate team of physical and occupational therapists, we're proud to serve our communities in Columbus, Beaver Dam, and Sun Prairie. Early morning and evening appointments are available. Schedule a visit today at prairieridge.health. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Today's news and sports headlines are brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
Get the latest local news in Spanish on the Diario Dodge page at dailydodge.com. Brought to you by Pave.
Sunny skies today with daytime highs approaching 54. Winds out of the northwest 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies again tonight. Lows dip down to about 27. Highs level off around 53. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. Slight chance for rain Friday. A mix of rain and snow possible at times on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Currently 46.
From the biggest stars to the greatest moments, Behind the Bucks is Bucks history like you've never heard it before. Go behind the scenes of the Emmy-nominated Giannis documentary. Get the real story of the blockbuster trade for Damian Lillard. Hear the origin of Bucks in Six. It's all on Behind the Bucks on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Available now on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, and wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome to Protect That Potato, America's favorite game show about protecting potatoes. Tonight's question: how do you get long-lasting residual control of white mold and early blight with enhanced yield performance? EnduraPro fungicide. Correct. Yeah. It's a clear victory with EnduraPro fungicide, the newest weapon against the toughest potato diseases, now available from BASF. Ask your retailer about EnduraPro fungicide. Always read and follow label directions.
The Beaver Dam Lions Club is bringing sunshine to your doorstep with their annual fruit sale. Order fresh, juicy California navel oranges, sweet Texas ruby red grapefruit, or a delicious gift box assortment of fruit, all delivered right to your door in early December. Proceeds benefit our great Beaver Dam community, so you can feel good and do good. But hurry, orders are due by November 10th. Call John at 414-764-4394 or Mark at 920-285-1982 to place your order today.
Hey, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering. You're listening to Hometown Today on the 5,000-watt flamethrower on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Picking up the pieces. Welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering, also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. And the holidays are right around the corner. Is your dining room ready? Or is it ready just for Friday night dinner at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam? They believe every meal deserves a beautiful setting. From classic wood to modern designs, you can find the table that fits your style and your guest list. Whether you're gathering for a family feast or just hosting game night with friends, their tables are built to bring people together. McKinstry's is having a dining room and kitchen set sale until Thanksgiving. You'll find apartment-sized drop-leaf tables or large rectangular tables with leaves. High dining sets are also available, and they offer wood or laminate top dining sets as well. Choose from a variety of styles at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where memories are made one meal at a time. Time now for more Hometown Today. We send it back down to the Daily Dodge TV studio and more with Wally.
Thank you very much, Cal. And we are back here on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV with the Paddle City Big Band. We have Kim and Todd Halverson in the building ahead of their concert in less than 3 weeks, November 23rd at 2 p.m. at the Camps Auditorium over at BDACT. So excited that we're less than 3 weeks out. And one of the things that we briefly talked on before we had to say hello to Terry, who will also be there, is It's About Time. You're going to have a quartet who's going to actually be singing and involved with the show as well this time.
Exactly.
What's that going to even look like for you guys?
A lot of people, when they think of big band, they think of the World War II swing bands, which is where this all started, right? Big band. And they had the Andrews Sisters singing with them. And one of their biggest hits was Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy Accompany B. And Todd worked and got an arrangement together. And these four women are going to be singing the Andrews Sisters with us, Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. And it is so cool. It's just really going to be a treat.
Have you been able to work with them during the process?
A little bit. They're so professional. So we basically just sent them everything, and then they came to rehearsal just to make sure we had it all right. And the band, we kept forgetting when to come play because we kept listening to them.
I can imagine. That's got to be so cool to even see this firsthand.
It's so cool. And then they're also doing Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree with anybody else but me. And, oh, it's just really neat.
It's that classic 40s Lennon Sisters, Andrews Sisters harmonies that are so tight and so unique to that genre and that time period that we're excited to hear it. The bad thing for us is we're on the stage, so we're playing, and we don't get to see it until after it goes on up on YouTube.
Yeah.
Well, I imagine, that's probably where the rehearsals were, those brief times you guys all get to be in the same building. Mm-hmm. It's got to almost be like, wow, pinch yourself.
Oh,
can you believe
totally.
This is where we're at as a group that we're playing at this high of a level?
Yeah.
That's so, so special to have a group like this in. First of all, that is enough to sell yourself in your own right. But we talked a lot in the first couple blocks here, too. Some people that aren't familiar with big bands, they are only expecting the 30 and 40 style music. Mm-hmm. You guys go wide range, and that goes from 60s, 70s to modern stuff as well. So even if you have kids, you want to introduce them to something, I imagine this is a great place to bring them out on a Sunday afternoon.
Oh, absolutely. Our grandkids came, and they just sat there. They were just at 4 and 5 years old, they just sat there and were in awe. And that was really fun to see that we could even keep the little ones kind of entertained. But there's so much going on.
I mean, Beaver Dam, especially in the school district, has such a rich jazz history that – and a lot of these people that are in this group actually played in Beaver Dam and jazz. We've all played in a jazz group in high school and college. It's just it's a great venue for people to come and see. It's a different experience than live theater. This is live music. There's nothing like live music. Mm-hmm. When you put on a recording, you're in this industry, so you understand, when you put on a recording and you listen to that song, it's the same performance over and over again. In a live performance, you get something unique. Yeah. You never know what's going to happen. Hopefully, we take care of all of those those variables.
You never know.
I mean, you and I were both at a concert just last week, and there was stuff coming out of the ceiling because the bass was so loud. You never know. Those are the great experiences about live music.
And the interaction between the musicians, that's the magic, that, you know, feeding off of each other and listening to each other and building off each other. And that's where the live experience is so much different than hearing it on the recording. And I loved what you said about, you know, songs you know that we'll be playing, not just the big band Boogie Woogie, which is really cool in itself, but this fall concert, we always try to put one little sneak of the season beginning of Christmas right before, and one tune that I had a blast taking O Come All Ye Faithful, and instead of doing it the normal way, we added an extra beat into the mix, and it's kind of a little bit different, and so it's been kind of fun. You'll all know that song.
I think 99% of people will know O Come All Ye Faithful. They better, at least.
Yeah, it's just a little bit different. And one thing that Todd and I've really been enjoying is arranging some of the music for our band, taking things that we all know and just making it for our band and making it fit and doing it a little bit different. So the word reimagine always comes to my mind, that we're just taking somebody else's great composition but reimagining it with the musicians and the instruments that we have in our big band. And so It's not really, you know, jazz as in people are making up stuff and going all over and lots of notes. It's still organized. It's organized notes that we have planned. The thing about big band that's so cool, it's layers. It's the sax section layered on the trombone section, layered on the trumpet section with the band, the rhythm section
being
underneath.
Driven by the rhythm section.
Yeah, yeah. And so it's all these layers. And then the instead of playing things straight, which like how it's written, a lot of times we call it swing. And so it kind of is just a little bit different, a little bit off. And it's been really fun to take songs.
And if you are nervous about jazz, I don't like jazz, I don't like that, give us a shot.
Yeah, come
give
see.
Us, because come, yeah. I guarantee there's something there that you are going to like. There's something there you are going to enjoy, and you're going to come out smiling.
Yeah. I mean, John Denver, right? Sunshine on My Shoulder, my mama's favorite song. So I took that song and made it my childhood memory of my mom singing, you know, along with John Denver. And that is in the music, and that is in the band being played. And I mean, how does the trombone section make a guitar sound that John Vent? Well, they do a great job playing the guitar sound.
I tell you what, it's like you were both in my head there for a moment, because it's funny that you brought up the concert that you and I went to last week. One of my favorite things, and there's a sports terminology term, homer, where people are just like overly nice to all the local teams. That's basically who I am to Beaver Dam. I can't help myself.
Yeah, we thank you for that.
Oh, well, of course. Mm-hmm. But like going to things like last week, we saw the performance Vitas Barrakas did.
Wonderful.
Oh, he was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And that's not something that in my normal day-to-day, had I not been doing stuff like this, I wouldn't have thought anything of going to see. And I was so thrilled that I did, because that's something that I never would have thought would have clicked for me. Mm-hmm. That is now kind of like expanded my worldview.
Exactly.
Go and try this. This sounds incredible. I wish that I could like highlight the songs that you guys have been almost basically performing for me at the start of the show, because you got me ready to run through a wall. I highly recommend people show up November 23rd at 2 p.m. over there at Camps Auditorium at BDACT. But it doesn't stop there. The party continues. After the concert, you guys are going to be over at UGA, and I'm sure you're going to be willing to talk to some people that want to tell you how great of a job you did.
That's so much fun for us to talk about it after, because it's like your whole life for how many months, well, maybe even a year getting planned. And then to have that conversation with somebody that enjoyed something or wanted to know about something, that's so much fun for us. And UGA is so good to us and supports and lets us have our party there.
You walk into the afterglow. There were people that I went to high school with that I haven't seen in 40 years. You recognize them, and they talk because they came and they saw that you were doing this. It's a great thing. It's a great afternoon to talk with people.
Yeah. I love to hear that. And I will try my best to make sure I'm there to celebrate not only the music side of things, but a Packers win. So after that, come out for UGA. Come and also enjoy with you guys there as well. One thing I kind of breezed by because I got long-winded before. You mentioned the different sections that get highlighted in this band. Mm-hmm. This time, the trumpet section, the brass machine, is going to be front and center for a big part of that. Can you tell us a little bit about them?
Well, we're featuring our trumpet section, Tom, Kim, Colin, Bob, and Sarah. And they're going to be playing a tune called Brass Machine by Mark Taylor. Mark Taylor is a more modern composer, does a lot of arranging and writing for middle and high school bands, but also college level. This is just a to-the-wall, trumpet screaming in your face, having a good time partying. It's called Brass Machine for a reason. And it features the entire section. It also features each trumpet player on a little 8-bar solo. And it's just in your face. It's just a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
She didn't know it. I said, we should play Brass Machine. Mm-hmm. I don't know that tune. So I played it. She goes, yeah, we really need to do this tune. This is really exciting. Mm-hmm. And it's fun to feature the groups each. I mean, we all have our levels of comfort being on stage. Some of us are very comfortable. Other of us just kind of sit back. But when you are playing in a section, last concert it was the trombone section. We all got to do our thing. We've had the saxes featured. Now we're going to have the trumpets featured. And it's just nice because it gives them an opportunity to say, okay, this isn't as scary. And we're all there. We've all done this. But there's something performance anxiety-wise that some people thrive on and others want to shy away from. So this is a great opportunity. And they're doing an awesome job.
They are. Another thing that's kind of cool is a lot of the big bands in the 50s and 60s would do Broadway shows and movie, you know, kind of the music behind movies. And a lot of our standards that we play, like In the Still of the Night, which is from a Broadway musical and then became a film, that was a trumpet feature originally. We found an arrangement that features our David Sineter drummer extraordinaire, who's been just going nuts with the brushwork and trying to learn how to do his brushes even better, which he was amazing to start with. It's a drum feature. So the band kind of teases, da 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 da, and then he goes nuts.
He starts going crazy.
It's like animal. It's so cool. I mean, it's worth coming just to see David do that. He's done a phenomenal job.
Yep.
So that's been really fun.
I do want to ask you guys before we go, we'll only have a few minutes left, but I know that there's going to be people that want to follow along, and I know you have a Facebook page. Where can people find you?
Paddle City Big Band.
That's easy.
That's easy to find.
That's going to be really hard to screw up.
Yeah.
So Paddle City Big Band on Facebook. You're right there. You're going to be able to figure out, follow, and figure out when these concerts are.
Right.
But you guys are very smart about it. You guys keep it the same, where it's going to be that same weekends each year, the Sunday before Thanksgiving.
Right.
And then the last Sunday in April.
Right. Yes. And in the summer, we have three, hopefully again this year, Uka said yes, three jazz jams where people can bring their instruments. We have one in June, one in July, and one in August at Uga. And
I somehow miss it this time around.
It's
so be better
fun.
This next
and
summer.
That's where we do the smaller jazz combo type thing where people, and we had high school kids come. We had a man bring his flute and play and join us. So keep on the Facebook page to keep an eye out for that coming up.
A lot of people would like to be in Paddle City Big Band, but we can only do 19 people.
Yeah.
I mean, you can only go so far.
Yeah.
This is an opportunity for people to come in and say, hey, I can do some improvising. I want to play some charts.
We had a singer come and sing one of the Broadway musical jazz standards kind of thing with us, and it was so fun. And she's a college kid, you know. So that's all on the Facebook page. Mm-hmm. We try to keep that really current, so come find us.
Yeah, if you get on Facebook, our event for each concert is up there. Tells you when, where, and how.
Mm-hmm.
The jazz jams will be up there.
Mm-hmm.
Kim likes it. She's the social media queen when it comes to our Facebook page, posting interesting tidbits about each song that we do, maybe highlighting a soloist or a musician that might be doing some things.
Yeah, and we're going to have a Christmas tree at the Rotary Christmas
Swan
Park. So come find our tree, Paddle City Big Band. Every instrumentalist is making an ornament for the tree. Got a really cool craft this
year. We'd love it if you take a picture in front of it and post it on our
put
Facebook
it on Facebook.
Page.
Yeah, I was going to say, there you go. Okay. You got added homework assignment. Come out and enjoy November 23rd, 2 p.m. at Camps Auditorium at BDACT. Kim and Todd, thank you so much for joining me. I had a blast today.
Thank you so much.
Of course, I look forward to hopefully seeing you here in about 2.5 weeks. But until then, we're going to throw it to one final break today. And Kayla and I are going to let you know what's going on here in Dodge County. That's next on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Hey there, it's Julia Schultz with Charleston House in Beaver Dam. Join us for our craft and vendor fair on Saturday, November 22nd at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Treat yourself to some shopping and participate in our raffle baskets, which are donated by the crafters and vendors. Half of the proceeds will benefit Alzheimer's Association. Have some lunch with chili, cookies, and a beverage for just $10. It's all happening right here at Charleston House, 104 Fakes Court, Beaver Dam. So mark your calendars and come have some fun.
Find contest rules information for 95.3 WBEV and 1430 ESPN on the contest page at dailydodge.com.
From the biggest plays on the court to the comments made in the locker room after, an in-depth recap of every Bucks game
in 6 minutes. No more,
no less. Bucks in 6 on the Bucks Plus Audio Network. If you missed any of the game or just want to relive the biggest moments, Bucks in 6 provides game recaps every morning after. Hear the high-flying dunks from Giannis or the deep threes from Miles Turner and catch the comments post-game about what happened on the court. Bucks in 6 on the Bucks Plus Audio Network. Find it now on Bucks.com/plus or on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So much to see.
McKinstry's Home Furnishings.
So much to save.
McKinstry's Home Furnishings.
Is your dining room set ready for the holidays or even just Friday night dinner? At McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, we believe every meal deserves a beautiful setting. From classic wood to modern designs, find the table that fits your style and your guest list. Whether you're gathering for a family feast or hosting game night with friends, our tables are built to bring people together. McKintry's is having a dining room and kitchen set sale until Thanksgiving. You will find apartment-sized drop leaf tables or large rectangular tables with leaves. High dining sets are also available. We offer wood or laminate top dining sets. Choose from a variety of styles. McKintry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where memories are made, one meal at a time.
Year after year, McKintry's.
Wisconsin football's 2025 season is almost over. Just two chances left to be at Camp Randall for Big Ten football. Don't miss the Badgers' matchups with Washington and Illinois and the traditions that make game day unforgettable. Jump around the fifth quarter and memories that can only be made in Madison. Tickets are going fast. Lock in your seats now at uwbadgers.com or by calling 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
As the leaves fall this season, the trees begin to look bare. Unlike our seasonal trees, it's important that we keep the Dodge County Food Pantry full and decorated all year round.
You have the power to help if you have unopened food and beverages that you won't use. Help someone in need. Drop it off from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the St. Vincent de Paul store or at the pantry Monday, Wednesday, or Friday from 9 a.m. to noon.
Their need is great and their supply is small. Be the difference in your community. Donate unwanted or spare food items from your fall cleaning today.
Hi, this is Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering, and you're listening to Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is brought to you by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by our friends over at McKintry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. It is good to talk about friends. It is good to have you back, Kale. It's a quiet office this week. No Wade, no Kale for a couple days. Now no Sierra. I don't know what's going on in here. I'm glad to have you back.
Crazy. It's good to be back. I'm telling you, man.
Well, I tell you what, too. It's going to be good to have you back on Friday because we have more Daily Dodge high school football content coming for you as the Columbus Cardinals are trying to make it to the state semifinal as they take on the Mosinee Indians on Friday night over there at Fireman's Park. Kale, I don't know if you were able to follow it too closely last Friday. They were up 56-7 halfway through the third quarter of a level two playoff game.
Saw that. That is, man, that's crazy.
This
that
is a wild team.
Wild. Yeah, it's... This is a fun team to watch. It is. It's going to be really, really fun to watch them, go through the rest of their postseason.
Well, I know I'm going to be speaking with Coach Andy Ryan for that Columbus Cardinals team. We'll have that on the Daily Dodge Sports tab later, so you can always find our home for all of our high school coverage there. I also wanted to, speaking of high school coverage, I have to give a shout out because I heard it through a little birdie, and I know this never would have got to me because Terry Kiefer is one of the more humble men that you'll ever meet in Dodge County. He got inducted into the 2024 class of the University of New Orleans Hall of Fame for his incredible career as a pitcher back there in 1974. He won the nation's most valuable pitcher award or player award, and they were runners up in the College World Series. And he's getting inducted Saturday, and had I not heard from this person, I don't know if anybody would have ever heard.
That is, yeah, and that's typical Kiefer. Hey, I don't need any attention, but yeah, congratulations to him, my eighth grade PE coach. So I bet, you know what, I bet Keith could still throw a pretty good curveball.
He was out in pitching in the 70s and older league just this last week, so that doesn't surprise you at all.
I love it, man. Yeah, he's congratulations to him, because you're right. If somebody hadn't mentioned, we wouldn't have known that, so congratulations.
Amen. Well, Kale, I'm happy to have you back, and I'm happy that you'll be back again with me tomorrow as we do the same song and dance here on Hometown Today. We'll have another edition tomorrow on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily.